We're just going to set up the board and we're going to start playing Spirit Island. But yeah. I'm pretty stoked about this game.
Me too.
So in Spirit Island, we play the deities of this island. I guess we're spirits. I don't know. And there's these invading colonists that we're trying to scare off. And so, like, fear is good in this game. Because I'm Shadows Flicker Like Flame. I can't even say that very well. Shadows Flicker Like Flame.
So good. It's like I was speaking to an indigenous person. I'm river. Yeah,
like when cowboys trying to talk to an Indian.
Yeah. I'm a river surges in sunlight.
It's been so long since I played it, I just assumed they'd be like, fire guy, fire spirit.
River guy.
I think this is a game that we're going to kind of have to dig into a little bit and just like learn as you go.
Yeah.
Because it will just take too long actually trying to explain every little nuance of the rule as... All right, so on the back, you got this little setup. And these discs are your presence as the spirit. And so it's kind of like the where your presence is on the board affects how you use your abilities. Is that you just start with one?
Yeah, it says place one on your starting board in the highest number.
So what is your play style?
While capable of some direct offense or offense.
Some direct defense.
Some direct defense. River surges in sunlight. Is best at flooding out explorers and towns, displacing them from lands where they might build or ravage. The ability to get free sacred sites makes a wide range of powers more useful.
Oh, see, the sacred site is what this is. Alright, so my playstyle. Good at causing fear and picking off lone explorers and towns containing the invaders. Oh, my name isn't in mine like yours was. I just want to remind those listening at home. I'm Shadows Flicker Like Flame. Not so good at massive damage. May need to rely on allies to handle thoroughly colonized lands. The ability to boost range gives more flexibility to range zero powers.
We can read your little...
The whole story?
Flavor text, if you want.
That seems like a lot. You can just make up your own. I mean, you're just a river that surges in sunlight, right?
According to this, I surge in sunlight because I'm from an ancient curse kept high in a ridge shrouded in ice. And when that sun beats down, it feeds a single river with abundant meltwater. It's the spirit of rushing water and bounty of season. It gets along well with the Dahan who form along its banks. I'm assuming those are the people that I like.
Yes, the Dahan are the islanders.
Okay, gotcha.
Alright, yeah, so we can flip our board now.
Okay.
That we know what our playstyle is.
Alright.
So, just to give you a sense of how the game plays, on our turn, we grow and we get to level us up basically every turn. Then we gain energy, then you play and pay for power cards. After it's all paid for and we're all done picking our powers, what happens is the fast power phase. So we do all our fast powers, and then the invaders kind of like encroach upon our lands.
Yeah.
And then it comes back to our slow powers, and then time passes as like the cleanup step. The first thing that happens before we play is there's a invader step. They explore in the mountains. So I guess we kind of got lucky. So we get one explorer is going to come out in these mountains. So what's going to happen on the next turn between our powers going off is that he is going to build a town in that spot. And then we're turn over a new card. And in those zones, they're going to explore and add more guys.
Gotcha.
So if he builds a town, all these adjacent spots are eligible for more, gotcha, more dudes. In a future turn, it'll shift down, and in the mountain areas, they'll attack. What they're going to do is they're going to harm the land, and we'll get these blight tokens. If all these blight tokens come out, we'll lose. Oh, yeah. How do we win? We win by eliminating all the explorers, all the cities, and all the towns. If they're all dead, then we win.
How does fear play into that?
And so the way fear goes, whenever we get 8 generated fear, one of these cards come, fear will happen to make bad things happen to them.
Nice.
Once we get past 3 fear cards, the win condition gets easier. We don't have to kill all the explorers. We only need to kill the cities and towns.
Gotcha.
And then if we get to level 3 fear, we only have to kill the cities to win. And then if we can actually go all the way through the fear pile, we win.
Automatically.
Like we just, yeah, terrorize them to the point they don't want to colonize our beautiful Dahans.
Colonizer. It's one of my favorite lines from Black Panther.
Oh, okay. I was wondering, I was like, if we only have to kill that one guy to win, we're good. But there's some starting towns. Ruh-roh, a city over here. This makes more sense for the explorers. We'll back up. We got to explore mountains. We're going to do it right this time.
Because we stay above the board.
Yeah, that's right. And it's going to get super fun once we're done setting up the game. Let me tell you. There we go. Now we got guys to kill and scare and all that good stuff. So we didn't do an intro. Is this when our show actually starts?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Welcome to Above the Board
with Josh
and Phil,
where we stay above the board
with Josh and Phil. And today we're playing Spirit Island. I spit a little bit.
I love your energy.
Spirit Island.
Yeah, I love your spirit and energy.
We play as the spirits of an island.
Yeah.
Scaring off these colonizing invaders.
Colonizing.
So we're trying to generate as much fear as possible for these pale figures.
Yeah, I'm digging the vibe and the theme of this.
Yeah.
Already. It's pretty cool. I like the artwork on it too.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Beautiful. It's well done. It's gonna be fun. It's a good co-op game. We're gonna work.
It's a good way together to close out the summer, Philip. We're closing out the summer season. It's Labor Day weekend.
Right.
Why not end the summer with a big splash on a tropical island with crazy kooky spirits like shadows lick the flicker like flame.
Licking flame is dangerous.
And
do not try to
river help. Surges in sunlight. I'm excited. And there's so many other ones that I can try out other times. It's like a tree guy.
Yeah.
Like an ocean
guy. All cool. They're all cool.
Yeah.
They're cool spirits that defend an island. And the board gets bigger based on like how many people we play with or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So again, the first thing we do on our turn is we get to like level up in this growth phase.
Would you like to go first?
We go at the same time, more or less.
Oh, okay.
So there's, you know, just if you know what you're doing, do it.
I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to
if you know which action you're picking.
Okay.
In a broad sense, I don't really know what I'm doing very much either. I guess I'm going to gain a power and add a presence.
I think I'm going to gain a power and gain energy.
Like, you've already got good cards or whatever in your starting hand.
Yeah.
And you will gain energy based on this track. So, I'm not going to be the boss of you, river surges in sunlight. But adding two presents seems really good as an opening play.
This one?
Yeah.
Because I don't have to be in the wetlands, right? I can go to the sand.
Yeah, yeah. Or once you're adding presents, you're spreading out wherever you want.
I think it's probably a smart idea to put a presence here with this guy. And then put one here in this other wetland. Because it automatically becomes a place of power.
So now we get to gain energy.
So I get zero,
you get two. And now you get to play two cards. Right. Now that I'm looking at what I have to do, I'm going to back this up. And I'm going to take an energy instead of playing two cards. I'm going to put on the Mantle of Dread.
Okay. I'm going to do Boon of Vigor.
Ooh.
I'm going to target you.
Well, you don't do it yet. You just pick your card you're playing.
Okay.
Oh.
Flash Floods. Pay my two energy.
Yep. We're settled on what we're doing, so we pay for them all. So now we do Fast Powers. I don't
both
have
of
one.
Mine.
Yep, so you can do them in whichever order you want.
I'm going to target you, because if you played a power card, you get an energy. And then this one is one damage at any land one
away
range
from
away.
You, yeah.
So I'm already here on this one guy. So we want to take him out, right?
Yeah, go ahead and take him out.
I'll take out that guy.
Yeah. So we've done all our fast powers. The evil invaders do their thing. So they're going to build in the mountains. Oh, so that was clutch that you killed him. And I was like trying to talk you out of it.
That's all good.
So mountains with a presence get a town. And then now the new explorer is in the wetlands. And so now slow actions go. So you can push a dude or a town.
So I can push him out to sea, can I?
Is that a thing? That's hilarious.
I mean, like that's what it says that my specialty is sweeping people out to sea.
Oh. Is it metaphorical or literal? You can only push onto a valid land, not off the board or onto the ocean. So it was metaphorical.
Oh.
The mountains are going to attack us next turn. So I guess we want to push them out of mountains.
So that'll work. I can push him out. I can push at least this guy out. Push him into the sands.
Why not?
Fell down the mountain into a desert.
All right. And so now my slow ability. So I generate two fear. And now target spirit can push one guy and one town. Well, if we're trying to get them out of the mountains and I have presence, I can push both of these. So they're going to build in the water next. So I'm going to push these guys into the jungle. All right. That seems cool. Mm-hmm. It's a good co-op game. It's going to get worse before it gets better.
No, it's fine.
And now time passes back to the growth phase. Get to grow as spirits.
Okay. I'm following.
Oh, I forgot. I printed a list of phobias. So when we generate fear, say what phobia they have.
So proud
those
of
the
you.
Top 50 most common phobias.
Yeah, I'm curious. What's number one?
Well, they're in alphabetical.
Oh.
Not in most feared. Sociophobia is the fear of judgment.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Ibophobia is the fear of palindromes.
Oh, I get it.
It's like, I feel like the people who name them are like bullies.
It's like the one that's like the fear of long words.
Yeah,
it's
that
like
one's on here.
Hippo something something something.
Yeah, I can't even say it. Hippopotamonstroscodiptaliophobia. That's the fear of long words. We're not going to give that to anyone. That's too hard to say.
Fear of mirrors?
That seems like a rough one. I like to have a word for fear of mirrors.
For the two fears that we've generated, what have we inflicted upon these poor explorers in their town and city?
As shadows flicker like flame, pyrophobia.
Yeah.
Fear of fire just happened, for sure.
Yeah. For sure that one. What else we got?
I think also we gave them some obesophobia.
That sounds terrible.
Oh, it's what you think it is. It's the fear of gaining weight.
So it's just all cowering in their little towns and cities. They're like, God, I ate a Big Mac today. I'm gonna gain so much weight.
Oh my gosh! They brought Big Macs!
Sounds like something that Shadows Flicker Like Flame would do.
Okay, we gotta pick how we're gonna grow today.
Yeah, okay.
Alright, I think I should be picking this to gain 3 energy. That's what I should have done last turn, I bet.
I'm gonna do this reclaim my cards, because that's pretty much the only damage card I have.
Okay, but you also gain a power card and an energy.
Interesting. I think I'm going to go with this one. It's a pretty good one.
I'll go this way. All right.
You good?
Cool. Because now we can play our powers. All right, so I'm playing 3 power cards. Flickering like flame over here.
Oh, look at you.
I need you to surge in the sunlight, my river friend.
I'm going to, bro. Because I'm going to play that one.
Ooh.
And I'm also going to play that one again. So the flash flood, this is coastal, right?
Yes.
Because that can wipe out this town. Because say they're attacking in the mountains, right?
Yeah.
Because that's a dove power.
Dove power.
Both of mine are dove powers.
Spicy. Okay. Oh, yeah, hitting them first makes sense. So we've played our things. So dove powers. Like, dove sounds peaceful. We're trying to strike fear.
Yeah.
In the hearts of our enemies.
Have you never been attacked by a flock of doves? Have you never seen Home Alone 2?
Those are pigeons.
Yeah, pigeon doves.
Sky rats. Doves bring peace.
Turtle doves.
And hope.
I was talking about the turtle doves.
Oh, okay.
You know? So, the creepy toy shop guy. All
right. So my fast one is I get to generate a fear.
Which one is that one?
I guess I got to scratch one off the list.
Yeah.
Ooh, here's the first one I saw. Tonitrophobia, the fear of thunder.
That's a good one.
I hear a lot of dogs have that.
Yep. Does your dog have it?
He seems more or less chill in the thunderstorms.
Yeah?
But he's just not okay with fireworks.
That's weird.
You know, he wasn't a year old yet. We took him out 4th of July, and he was, like, chilling with us for 20 minutes, vibing. But yeah. Then he was like, never mind.
I'm done.
Fireworks
with this.
Are the worst.
I don't know what I'm doing here.
And this year, just, like, the fireworks existing traumatized him.
Poor guy.
All right, the Dahan take no damage from ravaging invaders this turn.
Very good.
I don't think it'll come up, but it's a thing.
So my 2 turtle dove powers, I'm going to give you the boon of vigor again. So you get 1 energy for every power card you play. So you get 3.
Ooh, holy cow.
I'm just boosting you up, man. Yeah. I'm building you up. You're my offense guy. Get out there. Burn these fools. All right.
I just shadows.
Well, they burn like flame. Or flicker like
they
flame.
They flicker. They don't burn.
How do you know?
It's my name. Wouldn't I know?
Would you? I mean, you're not burning yourself. Maybe your shadows burn like flame.
I just don't know.
Yeah, you have no idea.
It's like if we met an alien, like the oils in human skin would burn them.
Exactly. I mean, I don't know what surging means. You know, I'm just a river. Look, I'm a hydra.
You're drinking that soda from the 90s. Yeah.
In the sunlight. As you would do.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember that commercial where they, like, rushed through the junkyard to grab the bottle of Surge?
Yes. And it bothered me. So I was like, can you imagine the stomach aches you would get after drinking junkyard Surge?
Never thought it was brewed there.
No, but it sat there.
I mean, that sunlight.
Would you want to, like, if you're walking down the street and you're like, oh, a fresh bottle of Surge chilling in a pile of trash, is your first thought, I'm going to drink this?
If it's got the sweats of ice cold drops on it.
You're still going to drink it.
It's obviously fresh.
That's
chill.
What is wrong?
Someone put it there.
It's a problem. Just make sure it's not attached to any strings before you pick it up. You know,
I guess I am the person who, like, if I found a piece of candy, I'd be like, it is wrapped.
I'm gonna have to, like, chaperone you now when I'm, like, going out places with you. Like, Philip, do not pick that up. What are we talking about, man? That is a perfectly wrapped
candy bar.
It's faded. It's clearly been there.
I'm now wondering what my line is, right? Like, it was like a Big Mac wrapped in the paper. Would I?
Ugh.
Ooh. A napsticophobia is the fear of soft drinks.
Including Surge. My top power is one damage, but if it's coastal, it's plus one damage. So two damage, so I'll wipe out this city. Or town, not a city.
Do it. Way to wash them out.
That's that.
All right, I'm slow powers again. Those flames flicker at their own pace. Oh, invaders. They're going to ravage.
Okay.
This is our first ravage. I have to look it up. Okay, so they deal damage to the land and the Dohan. If two or more damage is dealt, add a blight to the land, and then they fight the Dahan. So there's no Dahan in any of the mountain spaces with invaders, right?
Yes. Correct.
So they're going to blight. And so this one adds a blight.
This one won't, but that one will.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, that wasn't too bad.
So if all those blight tokens were out, we're done?
Well, it flips over to bad times, and there's like a penalty every turn.
Okay, gotcha.
So now they're going to build in the wetlands. So they build towns. This one builds a city. And then now they will explore in the jungle. Welcome to the jungle.
We'll have fun and games.
There. So many dudes.
Man, a lot.
I was setting up to kill this mountain space, but now I realize I'm slow powers. So I don't need to worry about that. It's going to get ugly.
I can push again.
I didn't realize I was slow power, so my grand strategy's over.
Gotcha.
So just push them however you feel like you need to push them. Well, I guess next turn, I'll set this up to like be a kill zone.
So I was thinking about here, options are sands or wetlands.
Well, you can push them in the mountain and he won't do anything for a while, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Then we do that. Sure. Because I feel like I can push into the mountain and it'd be good.
Okay, place to have presence. I can downgrade one of their buildings, so I'll downgrade this one. It's just a guy. Oh, and I generate two more fear. Here, you pick some fear.
Two more? All right, here we go. Philophobia. Fear of love. So not only are they afraid of their house burning down, gaining weight after eating 3 Big Macs in a row, and the thunderstorm coming in, they're afraid also afraid of falling in love with somebody. You know?
Oh, I was wondering, it's like the idea of love. Oh, yeah. Or just like seeing the people overall in love.
They start weeping uncontrollably. So yeah, we have two fear, right? Do we have two fear?
Yeah, I just added two fear. To dole out.
Alright, so we're going to do philophobia. That's hilarious. And then we're going to do...
These are real conditions, Josh.
I mean... what? Trypophobia. Fear of holes or strange patterns. We'll do that one. That sounds disgusting. Like, if you, like, look at, like, a beehive or something, and you just start puking uncontrollably.
What is that called again?
Trypophobia.
I've seen, like, pictures of it, and it, like, grosses me out. Like, it's burning.
Dude, I have low-key trypophobia.
100% regret seeing it. I was like, I didn't have it until I read about it, and now I might.
Even though I love the ocean, I have low-key thalassophobia, which is the fear of deep water.
I've seen stuff pop up from that Reddit, and I'm like, that is creepy to look at.
Is this the growth phase now?
No, I get to gather 4 Dahan because favors call due. So I'm like all these little worshippers. I'm like, hey guys, you owe me. And so if the invaders are present and the Dahan now outnumber them, we get 3 more fear, which is going to trigger a fear card. So that would be dope. So I guess I'm looking at this water one. It would just be better somewhere else. Oh no, I can gather 4 here, can't I? Oh, I will. They're going down next turn because I'm going to bring back my like Dahan can't be hurt card.
Nice.
And they'll just wreck them. And now there's 4 outnumbers them, so 3 more fear.
You did 3 fear? Generated 3 fear?
Yeah, generated 3 more by calling in these favors.
Oh, holy cow. All right, well, we got phobophobia. Fear phobias.
Oh, I've developed that one now.
Don't share any more with me. I'm so afraid.
You're being too selective. We're going to hit most of these, I bet.
Cynophobia, fear of dogs. This is a good one.
Really?
Just talking about dogs, yeah.
I was worried to be sine waves.
What?
Like trigonometry.
And then, you know what? Why not? Hemophobia.
That one's fear of blood?
Yeah, there you go. We'll say that one's pretty self-explanatory.
Like, right. That would be like the fear of the presence of blood. Like, if you saw some blood.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, no.
Like, pass out, maybe? I don't know.
Like, puke. You can't go near the Red Cross. Like, oh, jeez.
Like, a blood bank is, like, your worst nightmare ever.
Oh, yeah.
If someone's like, hey, man, do you want to do haunted houses Halloween season? You're like, no, thanks. I've already gave them blood. All right, is this the growth phase now?
Yee. So I'm going to reclaim cards.
I'm going to add presents.
And while I'm at it, I'm going to gain a power card. I'm going to check out a major power.
Can I add presence to Blighted Land or no?
You can, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. I'm going to go into this other wetland.
Major power time. Holy cow. Maybe this was a mistake. These are insane. Oh, see, this one will let me remove Blight. These are bonkers, man.
It's a shame that, like, my push ability, like, if you push them into the sea, it doesn't immediately destroy whatever.
I know.
Because, like, that'd be clutch.
So I'm done growing. Are you done growing?
I'm done growing.
Crud. This is to a specific land. So I have to do it for a strategy to pan out. And so I'm going to have to pay an energy to target that land. And so I can't use my Pillar of Living Flame. And that makes me sad. I'm going to do it next turn. I'm going to wreck somebody. Ooh, so if I play both of these, I can use my innate power.
Both my powers are turtle powers.
Turtle powers! Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Heroes in a Craft Show. That was a delight. This changed the game for me. Alright, so we'll pay for these. Start with the speedy powers.
Dove power!
So I pick this land for them to not take damage. Gain another fear.
Lachiophobia, fear of childbirth. That's definitely a fear of mine. You know?
I wonder if that's like a fear that just like triggers in public places. Like if you see a pregnant lady, you're like, oh, please don't let her birth right now.
Please, I don't want to see it.
So we've all got it, really.
Yeah. So. Your dude's such a scary guy. He just produces so much fear. I mean, if shadows flicker like flames, I'd be scared. I mean, look at him.
He's got like six eyes, and they're all on fire.
My dude's just like a silly little river hydra. He's still cool looking.
Oh, yeah, he is. Got multiple river heads. Oh, my innate powers is a speedy one.
Yeah, it is.
So I can destroy up to two explorers.
Do it!
And we gain a fear for every explorer I destroy. They gotta be one away from my place of power, though. Which means it's gonna be these two guys.
Blah. Two more fear.
Yes, yes!
We got, Scopop. The fear of being stared at.
It is scopophobia. Okay. Scopophobia, I bet. Like eyes, scopes.
Yeah, yeah.
Fear of being stared at.
That's good.
I have like the opposite, where if I'm stared at, I become afraid.
What?
The staring doesn't bother me, but I'm like, why is he staring at me?
Oh, the reason behind the staring is what I'm afraid of. Gotcha.
I wouldn't be afraid of someone staring at me. If someone's like, I'm going to stare at you, I'd be like, go ahead, make my day.
What about misophobia? Fear of dirt and germs. Or misophobia? It's M-Y-S-O.
Oh. I would say miso.
M-I. Yep. It would be like miso. Like miso soup.
Is that something people are afraid of?
It shouldn't be. It's delicious. So good.
All right. Invader time. They're going to ravage. All right. So we got nobody here. So that's a blight. This water, they're going to combat. So they do 3 damage, which hurts one of them and kills the other one. Goodbye, Dahan.
Poor guys.
But now the Dahan gets to fight back. Okay. Yeah. Let's just kill the city, right? Or the town. Oh, I forgot. Every time you kill a town, it generates a fear. Did we already kill a town?
Yeah.
So this is 2 more fear. Boom! We so scary.
We so scary. We talking about somnophobia. That's fear of sleep. And we got xenophobia, which is very racist.
I mean, that's like the definition, right?
Fear of strangers.
Fear of foreigners.
Or foreigners, yeah.
Next wetland. These guys blight. Now here is the spot where they are protected by shadows. So they take no damage from the ravagers. Oh, we do get blighted, though. So we're not a healthy island anymore. Blighted island. Memory fades to dust. At the start of each invader phase, each spirit forgets a power or destroys one of their presence.
Oof. Oh, good.
If there are no blight here, players lose. But it puts 8 on there. They fight back and do 8 damage. So that's going to destroy all of them. And so that's 2 more fear for the city and 1 more. Oh, we made another fear card.
Nice. So when did they come into play?
It's before they ravaged. We would have gotten to do this first card. Isolation. Each player removes 1 from a land where it is the only invader. So you can remove a town or a guy if they're by themselves.
1 here, 1 here.
Well, this one is the result of a battle.
So 1 here, 1 here.
Yeah, we each get to pick one. Well, I think one of us should pick this jungle because he's going to ravage later.
Okay. The mountains, the other one, right?
Well, the mountain's already done. So maybe there's a sand card coming up. I don't know.
We'll do the sand.
So that's a successful fear. Build in the jungles. Another one there. We're going to have to do something about that.
Mm-hmm.
Jungle, jungle, jungle. Jungle. Okay, we good. That wasn't too bad. Coastal lands. Get explored. Uh-oh. It's just going to be all down the coast, right?
Just on this one side, though, right?
Yeah, this is the only coast.
It's not a good island, then. It's more of like
it's only a coast you can beach on, you know? We got like mountains and jungles.
No, I get it.
Maybe some coral reefage. Oh, we got to discard all these powers from last turn.
And now we're back to growth phase
again. Well, I didn't do my turtle
powers. Oh, you didn't do your turtle powers?
I didn't do my turtle powers.
Oh, I didn't do mine either. That was dumb. I just got excited.
Gather up to 2 Dahan, and if there are now at least 2, add 1 Dahan and 1 energy.
It's got to be one of the places you are. This one can't gather anything. You could bring them into here, because those coastal lands are going to start building and ravaging soon.
Yeah.
But they're going to be outnumbered. I don't know. We got 2 turns before the ravage.
Dang. Wish I had presence here. That'd be nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do about that.
I guess I'm going to...
You're gonna get a blight. That's what we're going to do.
I only target one land, though, right?
Yeah, you can target this land and pull one from each.
Oh, okay.
If that's what you want to do.
Let's do that, yeah. This wetland's super protected right now. Okay, and then I push up to 3 people or towns. So I can put... I can spread this
one away from where you are, yeah.
Well, this is one away.
So you could push them into there.
Yeah, and kind of like clear some of them out, right? At least the towns. 1, 2, there's 3. Because then I can also push one dude... Like an additional one as my innate power.
We might have 2.
So I could like push one out here.
No, I'll leave him in there.
Okay.
I think I'm going to kill him next turn.
What about here? Do you think I should push any of those out? Push one of that town into here?
Oh, yeah, do it. But we've got a problem with these blights. We might need to be more worried about blight.
Turtle power.
2 more fear. I'm playing all the fear cards. Actually, it's going to be 4 fear in total.
Dude, nice. We got scolionophobia. I fear these invaders going to school and getting an education. How about a sociophobia, being judged for not having an education? And then while they're in school, they're afraid of failing.
Nice, what's that?
I don't know how to pronounce it. A-T-Y-C-H-I?
Atychophobia, maybe?
Maybe.
I have that right now. I'm afraid we're going to fail.
Yeah, and then they're also invaders. Obviously afraid of bibliophobia. Or they have bibliophobia, which is the fear of books.
That contributes to their fear of education?
Yes. So we just created a whole generational issue for these invaders. Good job. What a scary shadow man.
Thanks.
You are.
Woo, flicker.
You're like, what's his name from The Princess and the Frog? The shadow man.
Oh, yeah.
The voodoo
guy?
What's his name? Dr. Moreau or something. I don't think that's his name.
Top hat villain.
Has one of the coolest villain songs ever.
Alrighty, let's grow. I think I'm going to do another presence. I'm going to turn this into like a cool spot. And then I get 3 energy.
I'm going to go here. I'm going to get a power card.
You drew the miners?
Yeah.
Anything that removes blight would be nice.
That's what I'm looking for.
I don't know if they're minor powers though.
This game is reminding me a lot of Black and White a little bit.
Oh, the classic computer game?
Peter Molyneux.
Yeah, we got like the floating hands. Like, just being able to like pick up villagers and shake them around all the time.
It's a shame because these are...
Are they all bad or are they all good?
They're not great, so I'm going to keep this one and discard these. Because a lot of them are like, you can do some cool stuff, but you're going to have to add a blight. So, yeah.
Now we get to gain energy from our track and play some cards. I'm going to play my major power, Pillar of Living Flame.
What's the ravage? Is that jungle?
Yeah, jungle's going to ravage.
Alright, so I have this card that I just drew. Generates 2 fear. And if it's a matter of jungle, it defends 3. So does that mean that Dahan is...
It's going to do 5. It probably isn't enough to save him. If there's some way to get one guy out of there, that would be a huge game changer.
Unfortunately, there is not.
Dang. Are you going to play any other cards?
So, any land, defends 6.
Oh, you can defend 6 this one.
Save that guy. And then use this to do... Well, there's no Dahan there.
Well, it prevents blight, too.
There's already blight, though.
Yeah, well, it'll cascade. And there's only jungle with stuff on it. So, it can defend 9.
I mean, why not?
And you did you move your 2 fear down?
Oogie boogies. Venus trap phobia.
Venus trap phobia?
Venus trap phobia.
What is that?
Fear of beautiful women.
Oh, had that in high school.
Did you? I am so sorry, bro. I did, like, until my sophomore year. And then I came out of my little cocoon. And I became a, not someone who's afraid of women. I wouldn't say a stud, but I mean, I
you just didn't have Venusophobia.
I did not care.
Venus trapophobia.
I was like, that chick is hot. I'm going to talk to her.
Brilliant.
Yeah, and then of course, Blickophobia. So, like, hot witches.
Oh, man. Gotta watch double whammy.
That's trouble. Sarah Jessica Parker from Hocus Pocus, you know? For some people, Bette Midler, you know?
To each their own.
Yeah. Kathy Najimy's so looking good. So
you pumped about Hocus Pocus 2? Is that why?
Am I pumped?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say pumped. I'll watch it. Hocus Pocus is just like the first one. It's such a classic Halloween movie. Like, it gets me in the spirit, you know?
It's very fun.
It is a very fun movie. Even though I didn't, when I was younger, I didn't understand the Satan sequence. The dude that was dressed up like Satan. And like, how he had the party with them or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And like, it was him just being a scummy dude. But they thought that they were, like, as a kid, I didn't understand what was going on.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know, like, why his wife was mad. Yeah. Because, like, he and Sarah Jessica Parker, like, slow dancing. One point, and like, from the character standpoint, he's just being real gross, and he knows he's being real gross, and she's like doing some sort of weird ritual, I guess. I don't know. It's just so funny when she chases him out with the little dog.
I've only seen it like once
in your entire life.
Yeah. We maybe once and a half, like, we were trying to show Lucy to get her to like Halloween, and she don't.
That's not a good movie to get kids to like Halloween, my guy.
Or Fear Card. Belief takes root. Defend two in all lands with presence. Neat. It's not going to help us right now, but that's nice. All right, now the ravaging begins. So you defended this by 9, so they don't take no blight. The Han is safe, and now he hits back for 2.
So he takes out the explorers?
I guess so. It's working towards our goal of killing everyone. Where do I want a pillar of flame? Oh, I should do these mountains, because then it won't blight anything. 5 damage. Oh, no, I forgot to do all the building stuff. I got too excited. Ravaging done. Building in all the coastal lands. So this gets a new city. This one gets a town. This one gets a city. Town. 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 I mean, I still feel like I should torch that mountain.
Because you also generate through fear, so we'll reset our fear thing and get into phase 2.
Dope. Oh, because it'll generate so much fear. Because if I kill a city and a town, that's 3 more for 6 in total.
Nice.
So 2 makes a fear card.
And then 4 already back in here, right?
Yep. And now we're terror level 2. So we only have to kill cities and towns. I can do my gather, and if we outnumber them, we'll get another 3 fear. Since this coastal land is going to ravage next turn, I keep forgetting to do this. Oh, we didn't even explore. Mountains explored. So he would have gotten another one. That's got dudes. Okay, things are still working out fine.
The wetland is getting a little sketchville.
This one over here?
Yeah.
They're going to do 8, which will still be bap, bap. It's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So it's going to do work still. Maybe we should move another Dahan in there.
Like, I heard the wetlands are great this time of year. It's the rainy season. You have plenty of water. Is that your...
Yeah, this one. Gather up to 4. But we need to have Dahan outnumber. And so there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I could gather these in to get the 3 more fear. I don't even know if this is good. All our Dahan in one spot.
It's like a lot of bad guys. It's a Dahan metropolis.
All right, but I'll gain 3 more fear.
Yeah.
That seems good.
If we win this by, like, scaring all these fools off our island, Scooby-Doo style.
Yeah. We're on track. I think we're being successful.
Although, to be fair, if I was an explorer and I watched shadows devour my friends and, like, rivers surge through my friends and my towns, I'd be like,
no.
Maybe I shouldn't be here, I feel like.
We should leave.
It's probably best if I'm not here. All right, are we back in the growth phase?
Yep.
Cool. Since I have literally nothing in my hand, I'm going to reclaim.
I'm reclaiming as well, but I gain a power card. Oh, you also gain one.
I do. I'm going to... So the major one, though, I'm going to go for major. I just discard 1 in my hand.
Yeah, you draw them first, and then you have to trash one of them. Oh, this might be clutch. This next turn is going to be so bad for us.
So do I have to keep if they're in one of these?
Yeah.
Okay, it's not... One of them are great.
Oh, all the ones I looked at were all, like, super powerful.
They're powerful, but they're not really... I guess I'll keep this one. And then I'll discard... Nope, I'm going to keep that one. You're my fear guy, so I'm just going to discard the one that I had that had fear in it.
Nice, nice.
Because the other one has the ability to remove blight.
All right, so you're done with your growth?
Yep.
Now we got to play some cards. This is not a good turn for me.
So, I have a card that destroys all explorers and towns and all Dahan in a jungle.
I feel like it's okay to do that one. Because the coastal lands are about to ravage, so...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
And I've got to use this to protect all these Dahan, or I'll have sabotaged our whole plan. Is that your new major power?
Yeah.
And so you have a jungle presence here, so you could still do this one.
Or this one.
Oh, yeah. And there's no Dahan to kill. That'd be really good. The jungle.
Are these guys hungers. Good?
Yes. I've got them covered.
Because I can defend this jungle.
Okay.
And I can also defend here. Up to six.
Right? That's going to do 5, 6, 7.
Ow.
Oh, but 6 is good enough. 1 doesn't blight us.
We're going to do for my last one. This one. I have power here. I could do here to wipe out that town. Because it's a coastal and it's plus 1 damage.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be a good one. All right. So I will gain 1 fear. Blurp. And then these Dahan will take no damage this turn. So you got any bird cards?
Yeah, this one here. Take out that town. That's 2 damage or 2 fear, right?
1 fear. 1 fear for a town, yeah. Noise.
Defend 6. I was defending over here.
Yep. So that's done with our speedy stuff. Invaders are going to do their thing. So they ravage. So we defend 6, so nothing bad happens here. They're going to kill this Dahan as well as introduce a blight. Here, the Dahan are protected, but they put a blight. Okay, these guys blight, but it has to go somewhere else. We don't have any healing cards yet, so it doesn't even matter. So let's go here so it doesn't hurt our presence. And then these guys generate a blight, and that's got to bounce somewhere. We can do here and here since it doesn't hurt us.
What was the fear card, though?
Oh, we're supposed to do fear before we did that. Crud, we might have to record scratch here. From phase 2, defend 6 in all coastal lands, and invaders don't build cities in coastal lands this turn. That seems so that means this didn't generate blight.
Or that.
Or this.
Or that.
This one still does, because they did more than 8 damage. Alright, so let's go back. Each player removes 1 dude or town from a coastal land. Oh, we can remove this town, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, that town and...
This one we're going to destroy. So we're not worried about that one.
And this one I was going to destroy.
Yeah, so do you want to get this one then?
Yep.
Cool. Those are really good. We should keep getting these cards.
Do those generate fear though, or no?
No. They're the result of fear. Gotcha. It says remove them, not destroy them, so.
Okay.
So okay. Oh, and these Dahan fight back, and they do 10 and kill these. So that does generate 4 fear for us, though.
Nice.
All right, that ravage is finally done. And now we do the building on mountains. And now explore jungles. Now slow power time.
Oh, I have that turtle power.
Which is?
Wipe them out and take out all these dudes. And it destroys.
Yep.
So that generates fear?
1 more fear, yeah.
Nice.
Growth phase. Now we're cruising along.
Like my ultimate is then do 2 damage to every invader so I could wipe out all the explorers.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yes. It is crazy. Oh no, I can't play 4 cards. I can only play 3. To hit my top one, I've got 4 cards. I have to play all of them.
Should I go up here in the mountain or down here in the jungle?
Wherever you want. The mountains are going to be attacked next turn. So that's where we need to play player powers. I'm thinking about using my Pillar of Fire to do 5 damage in there. Which won't get them all, but it'll get a lot. We clumped up all the Dahan and my power works when the Dahans are separated.
I have the ability to move some. At least... 2.
Yeah, but I don't want to like move them into a spot that's about to get attacked, you know? I need to move some of these like Dahan into this jungle where you're at, I bet. I'll do these 2 cards.
Playing cards, right?
Yeah, play your cards out.
Do you want me to move 2 Dahan into here?
I think we need to move them to jungles to like set up. But this is a slow power, don't do anything yet.
I do have the defend 6 card. Well,
defending 6 in those mountains would be good.
Alright, I'll do that one then.
You have 2 water, so you can instead remove a blight. You don't need to right now. We did a good job. We got lucky with that. But that's something to know for the future. Bad guys. The baddies. What happens if they blight the spot and then it cascades? If the land already had a blight, also add 1 additional blight. Uh-oh. So here this gets blighted, which kills my presence. But then it also cascades, so we have to pick an adjacent land for a blight. And we'll just do that one since it's empty, I guess.
Because what?
Because it's empty.
Because it's icky. I was like,
It's who still icky, the sands.
I mean, right. If you ask Anakin.
So blight here.
The sand gets everywhere.
Then it needs to cascade.
No.
And it's not adjacent. It's going to kill some presence if we go somewhere else. Oh, I guess I can go here and I can just lose 1. These guys get a blight. And then these guys blight. And then, we lose because it cascades.
Is that it?
Yep. We suck.
Oh, dang it. Blighted land.
Well, I guess.
Yep. If there's no blight here, players lose.
Yep. Oh, and we were forgetting to do the... Each spirit forgets a power or destroys 1 of their presents. We're even cheating and lost.
Yeah, well.
Stupid blight. We did make people afraid, though.
Yeah, we caused a lot of fears.
I think... But that was it. We learned something along the way, too.
So. It's not about the fears we caused. It's about the blights.
That blighted us?
Yeah. But the blights we made
along the way. It's a blight-hearted game.
That hurt. No, I like it though, man. I like it. I dig it.
Isn't it pretty neat?
It's like heavy strategy, but it's cool. I like it a lot. It's
really cool. It plays well, real well. The last time I played it was with a full four players. It was harder to hit your fear cards because you had it's four per player, so it was like 16 up there.
Oh, yeah.
But I felt like it was a lot easier to coordinate stuff where I'd be like, oh, move them there. Now I hit him. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's all right, though. It's still, yeah. I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, isn't it cool?
I kind of want to check out the expansions.
Yeah, I thought you'd like it.
Yeah.
So I gave it to you for Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much. It looks heavy. And it is kind of heavy.
It's like the rules are not written in a way that makes it easy to understand.
Yeah.
But like playing it, it's very easy to play. Because it's really straightforward.
I even watched like a how-to play video earlier today, and I was like, this guy does not.
Dude, I know. Because when we went to play originally, like I read through the rules real carefully, and I had previously played with people who knew how to play.
Yeah.
And I was like, felt like I was learning it all over again. And I watched a how-to-play video. And then today, like I skimmed through the rules to try to remember parts, and still watched a how-to-play video before I felt like we could do it.
It's all good, man. It was fun, though. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and I like how thematic all the cards are and stuff.
The artwork is really cool.
Mm-hmm. And the names are just fun.
I think the idea of like playing as all the different spirits. Like, I want to check out like the difference between a low complexity versus a high complexity. Yeah.
I don't know if we played to our strategy right. I don't know.
I know, it's good, man. I still enjoyed it. I mean, we got far. We got almost to phase 3.
Yeah.
In the fear.
And then you just have to destroy all the cities. And there's only 3 of those. We're within striking distance.
Yeah. We would have had it. It's just like Pandemic, man. Pandemic wiped us out because of the cascade.
Yes, element. Cascades, man.
So, no, I dig it, though. I dig it. But that was, this is going to be part two of this episode series.
Yeah.
That is our Watch It Play, we'll call it. Don't call it that. Someone else calls it.
What you playing on?
Yeah, what you playing on? That sounds weird. But it's also almost 1 o'clock in the morning.
If you're listening to our podcast, you need to stop it right now. Set an alarm for 12:59 a.m. so you can experience 1 a.m. with us right now.
Yeah, it's good.
So thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Check us out at abovetheboardpodcast.com.
What's our Twitter handle?
ATBW Josh and Phil.
There you go.
It's not good. That's but fun. You can see our Twitter on the webpage. I like the webpage.
Yes.
It's all
that's true, yeah.
One all spot, of our abovetheboardpodcast.com.
Beautiful. It's very well done, sir.
It's not the most beautiful website.
But it's very well done.
But it's functional.
Yeah. And it's well done. Take credit for it.
Oh, thanks.
Don't be a perfectionist about it. We will be back for more. And hopefully less than a month. Right?
Yeah. We'll say above the board.
With Josh.
And Phil.
Toodaloo.
You made it to the end of the podcast. Thanks for listening. Make sure to review, subscribe, like, heart, thumbs up, star, or whatever your listening platform lets you do to say we're something a human could listen to. You can message us on Twitter, Facebook, or anchor.fm with all complaints and corrections. All the links you need are on abovetheboardpodcast.com. Stay above the board.
With Josh.
And Phil.